I was 7 years old when World War II began and the Germans captured the city of Białystok, Poland, where I was born. When they came to get my father, he was nowhere to be found. All they could do was beat up my mother and ransack our house. My father's decision to run and later to have my mother grab me and take the last train out of Białystok was heroic and unique. It began a miraculous escape which outwitted the Nazis and the KGB and took 2 years, spanned three continents, six languages, the Trans-Siberian Railroad, and Japan, courtesy of a life-saving transit visa from Japanese Consul General Chiyun Sugihara. We ended in Chicago. I grew up as an American kid and graduated from John Marshall Law School, became a lawyer. I successfully practiced for several years, but I didn't love it. Before law school, I answered an ad from Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Beam, thinking it was a law firm advertising for a runner. I took the job for $25 a week on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange floor. The instant I showed up on the Merc floor, I was smitten. I had found my destiny. At the time, the Merc was a downtrodden, total, unlawful exchange with a terrible reputation, where its board of directors ruled for their own benefit. I became a leader in the membership and initiated a takeover. In 1969, I became the Merc chairman. By then, I had immersed myself in futures trading and its true value in developing strong capital markets. In those days, the financial news was mostly about foreign exchange. The world was still operating under the Bretton Woods fixed exchange rate system, where values in foreign exchange were determined by finance ministers. I had become a hardened believer in the free market. My mentor, Milton Friedman, advocated the idea that value should be determined by supply and demand, not finance ministers. I began thinking about a futures market in currency. When I broached the idea to the Merc's board of directors, they laughed me out of the room. "You are a lawyer, Mr. Malamud, not an economist. Futures are for agriculture, soybeans and pork bellies." But I wondered why. Was there an economic principle involved? My idea needed validation. I went to the great man, Milton Friedman. "It's a wonderful idea," he said. "Do it." I was thrilled and gratified, but I needed it in writing. We agreed on a price of $5,000 for him to write a feasibility study. I took that paper and ran with it, first to our board of directors, and then to every corner of the globe. It changed the world of finance. I went from currency futures to interest rates. 20 years later, Nobel laureate Merton Miller called financial futures the greatest invention of the past two decades. As an encore, I introduced cash settlement in place of physical delivery, bringing on S&P futures. Then I dared to transform open outcry to an electronic venue known as Globex. It seems so obvious today, but it was anything but. It gave us the ability in 2002 to go public and then to merge with our rival, the Chicago Board of Trade. 5 years later, we were the largest exchange in the world. Our future lies in embracing technology and globalization and staying open to new ideas.